Dennis Boyle, Clonmacnoise manager, your team are Division 2 minor champions. You've beaten Muff by 1-8 to 1-5. How did you see it out there?
I suppose we had the 5-point cushion at half time, and we kind of kept them scoreless, as the man says, and it was always going to be a couple of scores in at the start of the second half was always going to be massive then for the to put the game away, I suppose. Muff, in fairness, and they came back in it. Got their goal. It was a great penalty save, and unfortunately the rebound went in, and you know they were always going to go to the end, but just probably that goal that we got after half time and a couple of points maybe would have made the difference, you know.
Yeah, because there was a decent bit of a breeze there going, and you had it in the first half. You got a couple of nice scores, and you know you looked commanding at half time, but I'm sure you probably would have liked to have a few more on the board too.
Probably would have been hoping to maybe, you know what, there was a strong, the breeze actually died in the second half, really. We had a considerable breeze in the first half, but you know, you have finals and the pitch was soft, and you know, it was hard to get fast. Football wasn't really going to be in it. You know, I'd say we got 2 or 3 points from play is all we got in the first half, and maybe, you know, look, it's one of those games, the final, you don't care what way you want it as long as you want it. Like, in fairness, we kicked a lot of stuff away in the second half too. We could add another 5, 6, 7 points, but you know, it's great to get the one for the lads, you know, moving on.
Yeah, there was no sense of panic in that last 10 minutes because they did come at you and they got it back to 3 points, but you were able to just keep your noses in front all the time.
Yeah, and in fairness, some of the lads, you know, some of the boys stood up there and, you know, they kept the ball well, and Patrick was sweeping well, he was cutting out ball, and Larkin came into it in the last 10-15 minutes, and Tiernan was a certain option. Donal was, you know, the boys were getting on the ball, and good quality, experienced, I suppose, players, and they kind of saw it out, you know, so I was happy with that.
And you've had this group the way up through the ranks, and you know, there have been plenty of good days with them, and I'm sure, I know there's a couple of them are still underage for next year as well, but you know, there'll be others that'll push into the senior ranks now, and you'll be hoping they'll be doing the blue and white proud in the years to come.
Well, it's up to themselves now. The boys that are stepping up now, that'll be, well, hopefully now, it may go to minor next year, but we might have them again next year if it goes to 18s, which would be great, you know, to get another year before they go. But some of them can play senior next year, reserve, you know, hopefully reserve more than anything else. You know, there might only be one, maybe that would be good enough to go into a senior team, but, you know, hopefully they'll push on, and it's up to this funny game of age, they'll either push on or they'll not bother, you know, so it's basically up to themselves now in the next, over the winter and next year to see what they want to do, you know.